Hello, this is the Hampshire Traveller, and I'm still with David Freeman, believe it or not. This guy is telling me so much stuff that I'm going to have to record three or four interviews with him, I think. David, tell me about the people who lived in these places.
We have some amazing descriptions from the Romans. They say of the Britons that they were the tallest people in the world. And if you go to the archaeology, a lot of the warriors are certainly 6 foot plus. So they would have almost towered above the Romans, certainly across the Mediterranean people. The descriptions are amazing. The Romans say they shaved every part of their body except their upper lip and their head. So you can imagine the whole, I mean, it's like waxing nowadays. People do it for the same effect, to sort of bring out the line of the body. They were doing it by shaving, and we assume plucking as well, you know, just as the Romans did. But there's some amazing comments like, the women were almost as vain as the men. So, you know, you've got to be looking at hairstyles, makeup. The men, when they went to battle, would actually lime wash their hair so that it sticks up in spikes like a horse's mane. They actually describe it flowing like a horse's mane. So different to what the Romans had seen around the Mediterranean.
It doesn't sound to me like that. You see, I've never heard that before. I would have thought that they didn't take so much care of themselves, and that is utterly wrong, isn't it?
It is indeed. We actually find razors in the archaeology, so we know that they were shaving. The clothing was very bright. The Romans actually describe checks and stripes, light cloaks in the winter, light cloaks in the summer, heavy hooded cloaks in the winter. So there's a whole range of clothing that are described by the Romans. In Britain, limited archaeology, but if you go onto the continent, you do find clothing in bog burials and things like that. So we know that this view was true. Shoes wrapped around the foot, shaped to the foot, laced up, laced around the ankles, trousers tied in at the ankles. They would have worn quite a lot of jewellery, judging from what's found. Everything from clothes fasteners, the brooches and penannular brooches that actually fastened clothes. Neck torques were worn, although we're not quite sure about the ownership of those. Wrist torques, a huge range of jewellery.
We've got the Romans to thank for an awful lot of stuff of our ancient history, because they came here and wrote stuff down, didn't they?
Unfortunately, they only wrote down what was unusual. They didn't write down the everyday stuff, and then sometimes I wish that they had.
It's the everyday stuff that you guys are interested in, isn't it?
Very much so, yes. And sometimes if you're actually putting a house together and doing the interior of a house, for instance, you have to go wider afield. Wetland sites are perfect, where wooden artifacts survive, leather artifacts survive. So you don't just stick to one site when you're looking at the archaeology. You really have to sort of scour right across a multiple number of sites in Britain to glean bits that are missing on others.
That's absolutely fascinating stuff. I really didn't know that the ancient Britons were a people like that.
They astounded the Romans in many, many ways.
Yeah. So, talking to David here again, you know, I'm learning more than I ever thought I would come into Butser Ancient Farm. So I'm going to go and have a wander around, and I'm sure David is going to tell me something else, and we're going to have to do another interview. This is absolutely fascinating stuff, and history has always been something that I've been interested in anyway, so it's right up my street. And if it's up your street, then you've got to get yourself down to Butser Ancient Farm. It's a fantastic place to learn about the way the ancient Britons lived and how they took care of themselves, the buildings that they built, and their interactions between each other. So get yourself down here and you can meet somebody like David here, and he'll tell you all about it.